Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, the voice still isn't quite there yet, but feel a little bit better than I have been. So expect a little perkier show today. It is the 11th of August, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with the big news from Facebook, you know, the place that's not a media company. Well, they've launched Watch. And what's Watch? Well, that's media. Watch will be a platform that will be used to show original video content. Facebook says they believe the time has come for a dedicated home of episodes of shows, and Watch will feature both live and recorded video. Now, yes, it will be original content, meaning Facebook is going to be working with various people and studios to make that happen. Now, currently at launch, there's only a few hundred shows to choose from. Facebook's ultimate goal, though, is thousands of shows. Watch, of course, will be available on your mobile, on your desktop, your laptop, of course, too, and in their Facebook TV app. How are you going about your way, you Londoners, today on the underground and thinking, I wish we had better 4G mobile coverage? Well, you're going to get better 4G mobile coverage here in a couple of years. Yesterday, the mayor of London's office announced that mobile connectivity, yes indeed, will begin to be introduced in the tube by 2019. Now, I know you're thinking, well, we already get Wi-Fi. Well, we need 4G. Well, in a lot of cases, because that Wi-Fi isn't always free. You know, you have to pay for it, or you have to be part of some provider that'll give it to you for free. Hence, with 4G, no restrictions. Uberers out there, yes, people that use Uber. What's your biggest frustration when you're trying to get one? Trying to contact the freaking driver, yeah, I know. Uber is hoping to help you eliminate that problem now with its own in-app chat feature, though. Meaning, yes, as you probably guessed, they're going to dump SMS altogether. How this will work is when a passenger messages a driver, they'll see their license plate number, the car model, and the name. It's also going to let you know if your driver actually got your message, too, which we have to say, a lot of times they just ignore them, don't they? Now, according to Uber's statement, they're saying that in many of our markets, SMS isn't actually available for us. By having a one and fully integrated system, it makes it easier on the driver and the customer to contact one another. To take advantage of the new in-chat app feature, whatever the hell it's called, all you gotta do is, you probably guessed, update your app right now, iOS or Android. It's already rolling out as we speak. And finally, this one definitely directed towards our British listeners. Now, I want you to sit back and I want you to think. How many times a day do you look at Facebook and Google? And come on, be honest. Well, according to a new survey, you're looking at it about every 210 seconds. That's right, Facebook and Google take up about every 3.5 minutes that Britons spend time online. Hence, in return, ad companies are saying, oh yeah. Crunching down the numbers, it basically gives the equivalent of 42 million days a month across Google, YouTube, and Gmail. And when it comes to Facebook and whatever else it owns, you know, like Instagram and WhatsApp, it comes down to about 28.4 million days. I know you're sitting there thinking, really? Do I really do it that much? Yeah, most of us aren't even aware just how much we check Facebook every day, or just say, hey, let's Google that. Let alone probably what you're doing right now. Out of the list of this podcast, you got YouTube open. Come on, be honest. It's okay, it's Friday. I won't say anything. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, of course, for our podcast, our blog and review section. And, of course, if you like what we're doing here at BTN, we have a little donation tab over there. So if you can support us, be much, much appreciated. Also, we are on Facebook. And, yeah, you probably check that every now and then, too, don't you? Yeah. British Tech Network on Facebook. Of course, Twitter is at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter as well. Like Kyle Swagger. But heck, what you really want to check out and be with is in our Slack room. Forget Facebook and all that stuff. That's where it's happening for the British Tech Network. You can do that over there. Come on over and join us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. A little bit more rest time for me, so hopefully back on Monday, we'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend with a little bit more spunk. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.